everything has a meaning. You are constantly creating. You must recognize what the meaning is for you. You must separate. You must analyze. Even the smallest things that you create have a meaning, a cause, an effect. You can only go so far. You are still controlled by your conditioning. It is necessary. Your journey is infinite. Everybody wants to understand the meaning of their lives. Many are afraid to ask the question. They fear the answer. There is nothing to fear. It is a wondrous journey of discovery. You are building your own staircase so you can rise above and beyond. Do not be afraid. You will only be affected by others if you allow them to affect you. You are free to decide. The message is always the same. You only keep asking the question because you are uncertain. You must know. I will repeat it in a different way. Every time you ask, I will tell you in a different way. The question is always the same. What you do with the information is for you to decide. If you help others, then you help yourself. That is universal. If you slow them down, then you slow down yourself. That is also universal. You cannot harm. This doesn't exist. Again, the message is the same. You always look at it as a point in time. Is not what you think. There is no time as you think. Every point in time is the same point. In the same way that all the data you need to access is within. You carry it with you always. Metaphysically or physically. Your questions lead to one point, always. In your timeline here, things will change dramatically. In the physical world, you know this. This will not change your direction. It has already altered your position. But it will never change your direction. Position. Direction. It's different. Leading to the same conclusion. I am here to help you understand, to rationalize. It is difficult for me also. You would say we are from different cultures, different worlds, when in reality we are the same. Knowing will set you free. Do not be afraid of knowledge or wisdom. Many people are. It invokes change. You don't like change. You think you do, but you don't. You're conditioned not to like change. You are conditioned to retract against change. You think it is a natural feeling. It is not. It is a conditioned feeling. Many will not change. They refuse. This is not bad. For them, it is what they choose, how they feel, how they have been affected by their emotions, their fears. It does not mean they are lost. Do not judge them. It is futile. Performs no function. You will be shown the things you ask. What you call science. You have been shown a lot. You will continue learning, experiencing. You are driven by your ego, of course. It is the driving force behind your questions. And you do know how to separate it. But not always. You will always revert back to your conditioning whilst you are here. For you it is a natural course. Don't try and fight this. You can't. Allow it. Acknowledge it. I know you are tired. But it is necessary. Many will learn. More importantly, they will know. You must always know. Ask yourself, where did that thought come from? Why did I think that at that time in this world? Why did I think it? It is not an accident. Although your mind will tell you it was. You both have incredible creative thoughts. This is the reason you're on this journey. There is no barriers for your thoughts. But they are at tangents, creating many chaotic situations. This is not wrong. But there is an easier way. Your conditioning screams out to name everything, to give me a name. There's no necessity to do this. You've asked me on many occasions what my name is. I'm not a name. I'm an energy, an entity. I am you. I told you before, I am Seth. It is the same thing. You would not understand that, because you are screaming to give me a brand, an identity, a name. It's not important. There are no boxes to put things in, to separate them, to isolate them. They don't exist. Everything is in one place. Your desire to put something in a box is your desire to control it, to own it, to imprison it. Freedom is not sitting in a box. This is the problem with your science. They are determined to put it in a box. If only they knew it doesn't belong in a box. It is a whole piece. It is all connected. With everything in the metaphysical and everything in the world, it is all connected. Your world, that is. Do you not know how small your box is? Do you not realize how tiny it is? It is so insignificant it doesn't even exist. It is so small, this little box you create. This little box that you sit in. Correct energy that is necessary for you to experience cannot get through the box. It cannot get into the box. You're preventing it from getting into the box. Your box. You're one of many boxes. A square is a block. A circle is eternal. It's infinite. Think about that. So many sides on a square. Only one on a circle. A sphere. Again, symbolic of the world you live in. Circles and squares. It is important that you look at the shapes. They have an effect. The symbols, they have an effect. The tiniest moment in your life, it has an effect. he will shrug it off as being insignificant. It has an effect. So much. So many particles. The jigsaw is infinite. You can harness a square object. You cannot harness a round object. Significant. Closer to answering your questions, I know. You ask me, what is your purpose? The question is insignificant. You do not understand even the question you ask. It does not fit in my world. It's difficult for me to answer. I'd like to say, to experience is merely all it is, but it is more, but it is more that you wouldn't understand. It is more I cannot answer. Not that you would understand it. Purpose is ego. Ego is a tool. Ego is not knowing. So therefore, it's impossible to answer the question, what is your purpose? It is insignificant. This is why it is so difficult to cross over, to explain, to understand. But you are where you should be. That's all I can tell you. Know it. Know it inside. You are where you should be.